every minute of the hour, every minute of the hour, 24/7, hot and heavy, Pro Flow Radio, Pro Flow for Show Show, the Pro Flow for Show Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yo, Raekwon, the one and only, legendary. I'm talking about, like, never will be another, never will be anything come close to what you've been able to bring to the scene out of New York, correct?
No doubt.
New York, right?
You know, okay, no doubt.
You know, specifically, I was wanting to talk to you about the Cuban Link project. Cuban Link's project is, you know, very successful around the world on many different levels and charts. It's good on both sides, the production as well as, of course, the lyricism, which you've been doing for a long time, man. How did you come up with the idea to put such a project together?
It came out September 09, and, you know, we got a great look on it, man. And, you know, a lot of people is, you know, considering me one of the dudes that did something hot again, so good.
Right. Yeah, it's extremely relevant, man. Like, I read some of the reviews about it. People of all over the world were just stunned by what you've been bringing, you know, in production and the literary sense that you put in there and how smooth it is. It's got a theme and, you know, it's a very classic project that never will disappoint once you put it.
Okay, right?
Never that, man. I don't think that's possible, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm still listening to Cream, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the best thing I've ever heard. You know what I'm saying? For real. So,
that's
great.
That's what's up.
Definitely, man.
Well, you know, all that stuff really come from, like, life stories, life experiences. Growing up in the urban neighborhoods, and you know how I be. You know, you're surrounded by nothing but drugs and guns and, you know, just
right.
That kind of life. So at the end of the day, though, we kind of like really just talking about everything that we've been through and we've seen. And, you know,
for
I incorporated
sure.
that around my hip hop and around the favorite guys that I love in the game. You know, that had a lot to do with it as well. It was like a gumbo effect for me. Growing up listening to Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim. You know, these is my forefathers at the time
right.
I was growing up. At the same time, I was still being surrounded around the drug life and, you know, stuff like that. So when it was time for me to do my thing, that was the only thing I was really able to bring to the table that I felt, you know, people accept is, you know, me just talking about my street experiences.
Now, I remember my first time actually, like, really being overwhelmed by, you know, the way you were presenting yourself. It was off of the Murder Music album. And the single track was The Instinct I Felt With. And I'd never heard a person, like, I was familiar with the group Wu-Tang, of course, but I'd never really heard the poetic type of acrobat, the way you know, spitting on the track. And it was just like total control over the wordplay. Now, was this something that was just given to you over time, or, you know, was it just like from day one?
I've been around MCs, like, for a long time, you know what I mean? Just from in a neighborhood to being around 9 strong individuals, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, I just started getting better as I go on, though, but I always had the passion for writing. I think it just come from me just, you know, being a lyricist and listening to a lot of great lyrical cats, you know what I mean? Once you start adjusting yourself to listening to a certain individual's flow or a certain individual's style, you know, it kind of like brushes off on you. So, like I was telling you earlier, them forefathers right there, along with brothers in my neighborhood that was hot as well, that I felt could have had a deal too. These was my pioneers that I felt like at the end of the day gave me the torch. So
definitely,
I would listen to them every day and be like, you know, I was infatuated by that. Let's say, you know, lyrics. Now I gotta make lyrics. You know, RZA being a lyrical cat itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, one thing about lyrics is, like, we always look at it like, who could say the most different shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, that was always something in the back of my head that I wanted to let people know, is like, I will come different, but still come lyrical, say something that you would never think, you know, a cat could put it in them kind of words to say. So that was kind of my way of getting my point across.
Yeah, I seem to do it well. It seems like a healthy competition, because you guys are still creating the music and dominating, doing it, you know, and still inspiring each other to do it as you're doing it. Definitely. You mentioned RZA's name. I know he's been in a lot of production for you. Was he one of the major producers on the Cuban Link projects?
Absolutely. It was him that, you know, that came to understanding what, you know, what kind of chamber that I was bringing to the table, and he knew that that was what I needed to be able to get where I had to go, because he, you know, even from my first rhyme, Protect Your Neck, we took him out, you know, the way I make the crowd go wild, 16 shots, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, take your assets, like, you know, he knew that my style was fresh off the block, far as, you know, being around that kind of environment of selling drugs and, you know, just being a tough guy, but not being a tough guy, but being a tough guy. You know how I go, you know what I mean? You're in the neighborhood, you're selling drugs, and it's all about respect and about power, you know what I mean? So he felt that in my lyrics, and knew that that was the chamber that I would have been great at doing.
Definitely, man. You got any, like, current projects that you're working on at this time?
Yeah, well, we're working on a new album called Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang. This is the next album coming after Cuban Links that I've been working on.
Okay.
And, you know, this is going to be a powerful record. This is something that I talked about a couple of years back that I owed the people that I was going to do. And, you know, I just want to give them what I told them I was going to give them. This is going to be a great album. It's going to have like 14, 15 joints maybe of nothing but hard woo with a couple of major guests that I feel like people is really going to respect how we do this this project right here. So that's coming out soon. And, you know, like I said, the CNN project, they about to come out, War Report 2. Get ready for that. That's going to be coming in June.
I heard one of the singles already, I think.
Yeah, they got a joint called Thug Planet right now.
Yeah.
It's doing real great, you know what I mean? You know, and like I said, overall, just about keeping moving. So we in a great space right now.
Now, your label, Ice H2O.
Yeah.
Well, was that the label that brought together all the Wu Gambinos for the album as well?
Nah, not at all. This is a branch from me. This is a branch from me away from Wu-Tang and really start my own corporation and my own company that basically allows me to, you know, give other talented people an opportunity to come into my corporation and work. You know what I mean?
Okay, definitely. So the Ice H2O is not just about your music, but the endeavors of upcoming artists.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's very important for me, because it's like, you know, I'm into putting other people on and giving them a shot. And I've done that before through plenty of my albums, you know, far as producers and, you know, lending a helping hand with certain artists that's coming up. So why not start your own company, your own label, and, you know, start getting a lot of people to see that you can help them as well, too, you know? I mean, I'm working with this young female from out of Australia. Her name is Christine Eva. I got an 11-year-old guy named Little Just, you know what I mean, which is going to come in with young cats, you know, as his age, you know, and drop some jewels on them. You know what I mean? I got an R&B cat named Trouble Man that I've been working with, too. That he's dealing with nothing but like neo soul, like R&B. So we kind of like got around situation. And also too, I can't forget CNN right now, which is, you know, the legendary CNN from Queens.
Paul and Noriega,
Yeah. So between these groups right here, we kind of like got a lot of work ahead of us that we got to do. But I believe that everybody is successful as long as they willing to work as hard, you know.
Definitely, man. I see Paul and Noriega, they've been doing that grind for a minute. They're hitting the underground hard, man. I see them out there all the time, like all in the spotlight, for real. That's what's up. You guys have a website for the particular Ice H2O?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? They can get in touch with me, you know what I mean, through the Twitters, Raekwon Icewater, you know. You can get in touch with us on Icewater Inc. Records, you know what I mean?
Definitely,
there's a couple of different places they can contact us, though. You know, anybody that want to know about Raekwon, they could definitely know.
Right. That if they don't know, man. But I mean, if you know hip hop, you know Raekwon. You helped to mold hip hop into the art that it is. You know, it's not just about spitting. It's about presenting yourself and your life. And you guys definitely do that very well. You know, I'm from Ohio, so consider Midwest, consider East Coast by some, it's whatever. Consider up north, but we definitely know Wu-Tang and what you guys have provided to our listening pleasure, man. Now, I know your career is not, you can say the overnight success because life's like a blink of an eye, but you've been putting in work for a long time, man. What was like the hardest thing to overcome in this whole pursuit?
I think just the dedication and, you know, the passion, you know, just really holding on to it and really just keeping the family together, you know what I mean, throughout all the glam and gold. Like, you know, it kind of like kind of when you get more successful, you know, some people change who they are and, you know, they don't have the same drive as they had when they was doing anything back then. So I just wish we would have took more advantage of it when we was all hands on with each other. You know, coming in the game, you know, as we got, you know, as everybody started doing things outside of, you know what I mean, the family, it's like we kind of like pulled apart. But then I realized that that was always the plan too, because we always said that every man is going to lead his own destiny. And, you know, this is just a platform for everybody to be seen and heard. So nowadays, sure, you got that, you know what I mean, where you know you hear from this artist or you hear from that artist out of Wu-Tang. But back then, if we would have just kept that same drive to today, we'd be invincible. We'd really be the Black Beatles, though, you know what I mean? But
I feel what you're saying.
We are who we are, though. We definitely, you know, contributed a lot to the game. But for me personally, I just wish we'd had a more stronger appetite, you know what I mean, to still be doing it the way we did it then.
I can understand that. I think just the fans and the way people buy music, it's a lot different now. They just want to be entertained by, you know, like the flashy things or whatever, you know. Like when I listen to your music, to the music of people that, you know, think, you know, say, I feel full when I'm done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you know.
I mean, you know, you still got them out there, though. You know, maybe they just waiting for it to come, though. But,
definitely.
You know, everything is always looked at, you know what I mean? Everybody has their own little preference of what they like, you know what I mean? For us, we grew up more lyrical, more original than a lot of things that's being played now. And, you know, it just seemed like the young cats, you know, they doing anything now. So we got to pay homage to that. But I don't think really the audience went anywhere. I just think that it's just a lot of us that's just growing up that just really ain't paying attention to the hip hop the way we used to, you know what I mean? And that comes with, you know, having responsibilities. You know, some cats now might be parents and, you know, got more responsibility and, you know, they probably just want to have fun. But I think that overall, people still want to hear the real shit, still hear cats like really go for it on that mic the way they used to, you know?
Definitely, man. Now, with you having so much experience, you know, you've worked with pretty much everybody, you've with the top veterans and upcomers as well, but like, you know, you're a deep dude, so I know this ain't it. What would you see yourself doing, you know, with the opportunity that you've earned, you know, where do you want to take it now?
Well, you know, I still got a heavy passion for writing and, you know, making great music. I still feel like at the end of the day, I still got a lot to give. And, you know, like I said, with me, you know, starting my own label situation and having my own company, it's like I'm learning more about the business and I'm, you know, definitely much more involved with the music side. So I want to keep being able to do this shit for a couple of more rounds. You know, for me, my goals was always to do 50 albums. You know, so I got a lot of work to do, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
And, you know, right now we just in the ground with, you know, making more hot music, you know? Well, I think when I dropped Cuban Links 2, it allowed me to really recognize my power and recognize how I got to use my hustle to get where I got to go. So I'm just open right now. I feel like a new artist again. I feel like a lot of people is really, you know, respecting everything that I'm doing and how I'm putting my head together to bring a lot of shit to the table. So okay. What else is there for me to do but just get it in? Right. Now it's about getting it in.
You ever thought about doing some acting or, you know, maybe...
Definitely. You know, definitely that's one of my hobbies outside of, you know, my job. But definitely, though, I would love to do that. You know, I would love to be, you know, acting as well as behind the scenes, too. Because if you look at my lyrics and you think about the shit I say, I need to be directing. You know what I mean? It's not a mystery on that. A brother could definitely paint a picture. But, yeah, I think I definitely, you know, it's going to take time when the time is right. I kind of like leave it in the law's hands to let me know when it's time to go to that direction and make that kind of move. But right now it's just about me and my groups that I'm trying to get to the next level. It's about putting it in the right format.
Yeah, for real. You know, I got a couple more questions. I want to know, like, advice you can give just upcoming people in any kind of business, whatever it is, whether it's MC, whether it's producing, whether it's, you know, behind the scenes. What advice would you give to them to stay relevant?
I would just tell them to, you know, keep pursuing your dreams. You know what I mean? Don't never let nobody tell you can't be who you want to be or do what you want to do. You know what I mean? You know, everything takes hard work, you know, to get great results. But go for your dreams and surround yourself with good people that believe in you and they believe in them. And I think that at the end of the day, you're going to be all right. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
One thing I can say for me is, like, you know, if I had the knowledge that I had when we first came in the game, I would be a beast. So I'm sure that people that's coming in, they learn so much about, you know, how the business works and all of that. So I just say, yo, keep your head on your shoulders correctly and walk in and handle your business like you know how to handle it. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to give you nothing. It's all about you going out there and getting it.
That's what's up. That's great advice, man. My last couple questions. Of course, I want to know, is there any particular time in this career that you thought was your lowest that you may not be able to get by and you overcame it?
You know, that right there varies sometimes because, you know, everybody got their own little problems they got to deal with. You know what I mean? But I think for me, it's like, you know, it's all a part of the balance of life, you know what I mean? Sometimes you feel like you're at the top of your game. Sometimes you feel like you don't know where you at, you know what I mean? But for me, it's just about confidence and determination, you know what I mean? Just when things start getting rough, that's when you got to really stay strong, you know what I mean? So I'm just one of them dudes. I'm a rebel. I'm a warrior. And at the end of the day, it's like we just got to blend with the times and keep believing in what we could do.
That's what's up. So we're going to look out for CNN, Capone Noriega. We're going to look out for Ice H2O, of course, Raekwon, Shaolin Verse, Wu-Tang, correct?
Wu-Tang, no doubt.
All right. That's all day, man. I really appreciate your time. And,
that's what's up,
you know,
buddy. Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you. Totally. I couldn't express my gratitude. I'm just trying to do it, you know, with getting it heard. Keep inspiring me, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep inspiring.
No doubt. No
I really, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, fam. Peace.
All right.